John, dejected by defeat, but you were clapped off by your own fans at the end, realising, you know, what just put into that match. You certainly made a game of it. You give it your all in the day.
I know we did. Like, we were out there and we knew we were definitely up against it with Gweedore. Like, they're a top side and we kind of went fell behind well at the start. Like, they were up, I think, maybe 2-1 in the first 5 minutes or something, and it was probably an older draw. It would have kind of faded away there, but we kind of dug back and we got back ahead of them in the first half. We were maybe 2 points up at half time. So we dug back and then kind of same thing happened second half, fell behind again and we kind of tried to claw it back and they really kind of died out there with their boots on kind of sort of way.
Yeah, and certainly that start, you went 8 points down and looking at it then it was looking like a serious spoiler, but real, I suppose, I wouldn't call it mental toughness in that, John Ross, you just started to play football and started to create chances and you had scores all over the pitch.
We did, we kind of just stuck to the game plan, like Devaney there, he had a kind of good game plan set up, and like when you have CJ in there and Carl Joseph, like we kind of kicked good ball in. You have Paul Walsh, you can kick good ball, we have other boys there that can all kick good ball in, and like then you can get breaks off them or good fist passes off them, so when you have that in there, like you're never bait. Like,
yeah, and Kevin White having a great game in there too, and it was shoot on side for you with that bit of breeze and you certainly took the game to Gweedore. Was there a fear at half time? You did stay in a good while in that second half that it was going to be a bit of backs to the wall stuff. I thought you might go a bit more defensive in that second half, but you played the second half pretty much like the first.
We did, I know, we came out and we said there's no point kind of sitting back at it because we were only ahead by 2 points, so it's not much to hold on to. So we said we kind of have to go at Gweedore and try to do what we did in the first half and try to get ahead of them again, try to get another goal maybe or something, and just kind of didn't work out. We tried and tried, but then at the end there, last 10 minutes, we brought on a lot of more forwards to try to go at them even more, and then maybe they got two goals there towards the end and really kind of just killed us off.
Yeah, it was a hammer blow, the goal in the first minute of that second half. Gweedore got a point after that. You used a couple of bad wides after that as well. It was like it just all went against you in that opening 10 minutes.
A wee bit, we were up against it. That was a very hard breeze there, kicking up into the clubhouse. Like, it was just kind of going straight down against you, and the wind caught a few of them passes or a few of the shots at goal, like, and just kind of curled them off to the wide.
Yeah, just the future now, John. You're obviously playing Donegal senior football. The young bros coming up behind you as well. A lot of good young players lining out for Ardra there. Would you see the makings of a new team coming there?
Oh, this Ardra team, like, it's a very young team. Like, you have Connor, Klassen, CJ, McGrath, and then after that, there's like, I don't know, 6-7 year gap. Like, it's maybe me then, and then there's below that, then there's another 3 or 4 year gap. A lot of young ones coming up, like a lot of 20, 21 year olds. Shane White there this last 2 years has been just unbelievable, and Carlosov coming in there, a real scoring threat, and even wee bucks like Charlie Bennett and them are like really stepping up to the plate a wee bit.
Yeah, a good season overall then, progressing the next season, and of course we want to see you wearing the green and gold at Donegal as well.
Oh, definitely, like it'll be good to get back now playing and all that there, like.